Hey man, welcome to the Universe About a Podcast. It's your host, Big Q Mo. We missing Camille. Get back into the Deion Sanders part, bro. You was talking about Deion Sanders and what he's doing for HBCUs and shit like that.
It's going all right, but like what he's doing for the university and the state was amazing. Like it ain't no backlash on Deion Sanders at all. Like the recognition, the eyes and ears that he gave to that campus was well needed for, you know, the black community and, you know, HBCUs all over. You know, he kind of opened doors for fellow, you know, football players in league to, you know, take that step to, why, if he could have a lot of success in the HBCU level, why not too, to bring some more exposure as well. So he brought leadership and he brought another challenge for other people, you know, do the same thing. But it wasn't about him just being a face and it's for the game. It was more than that. You know, it was about financials, the exposure, making sure they get just getting support as they need, because they are the less financial, you know, school in America. So,
right.
So there's a lot of things, and not people, they care. They think they it's all about, you know, the football, which is not about that. But it was more than that.
Yeah, I think what he was trying to do ultimately definitely way more than football, but I feel that he just didn't have the support that he needed from the school all the way, or the school just, I don't feel like, due to a lot of different things, they just probably wasn't ready for the stuff that he was going to bring to them. You know what I mean? You got to understand. Yeah. He was going to bring a different type of life style going on around there. You feel me?
It's deep. Yeah.
It's deep. Although God called him to be a football coach, but we all know that prime, the character prime, is much bigger than that. And the exposure that he was bringing to, like you said, HBCUs and just the kids and teaching these boys to be men, you know, that's the biggest of them all. You feel me? So people can feel how they feel about it. You know, they just let me know where your mind is mentally, and especially if you're talking shit, you not doing nothing for HBCUs in a sense of, one, supporting, two, donating. Like, I ain't trying to hear none of y'all goddamn opinions anyway. The big people that are talking that big shit, like how the fuck y'all get mad at Prime for doing something? And he never promised that he was going to be there forever.
No, he didn't.
But he did promise some change. And he did that very well. And the amount of time that he was there, bro, he did a lot of amazing things. Bro, he had all the celebrities damn near come to that motherfucker. He got them a new fucking, had Walmart, you know, they helped build a new football field, turf field and all that shit. Come on, bro. What, this nigga did so much beautiful shit with that school. Like, come on, bro. Come on.
Hey, he was meant to stay. No, nigga, you got to level up, bro.
Yeah, but that was his plan anyway, because we all know Deion Sanders want to be an NFL coach.
It's gonna happen.
So he's doing what most every coach do to step their, you know,
build
what I mean?
A resume, nigga. Yeah, building his resume,
and he have a hell of a resume. Shit. So. Now, you know, next year when they get the popping shit again, I promise you, we gonna be out there. we gonna catch a game and shit. Them niggas gonna do what it do, because he got a great squad that he have over there now as well. Shit, so that shit gonna be dope, bro. Salute to Prime.
Yeah, I don't care how they feel about, you know, him maybe replacing some of them athletes that's there with some of his people, because it's not about, he's just weaving out the people that have weak character and that's not really know about that football life. He's doing that. He's a football head. So
any football coach do that, bro. If you're not a dog, like the good football coaches, let me say.
Yeah,
that.
Good football
coaches. Not the ones that play favoritism. But if you're not a dog or willing to do shit, bro, he's going to get you out the way. And it's going to be people that beat you out the way. So what are you going to do? If your skill level not up to par where he needed to be, for him being the head coach of his team, you got to go. Point blank period. That's how it goes.
And with the part that I watched on the Shannon Sharp show, it was like, damn, you bring your son over. It's like favoritism. No, his son got the resume. We clearly see he could throw the ball.
And that young man is one of them.
He's actually
he liked that, and he got the charisma to go with it.
Yeah, and what? I used to watch when they was in high school. He had an opportunity to go to Bama if he wanted to, based off his skill set.
He could have went to any college.
Yeah. So he had the skills. So, and also too, they're gonna bring over some more folks. And don't be mad. This is for you. Just level up. Shit, your scholarship might be revoked.
It's free game over there, boy.
Yeah, it's transfer, free game.
That transfer portal, a motherfucker, ain't it?
Man, that's probably one of the most craziest transfer portals I ever seen. Bro, so many people going left and right, bro.
Bro, when did they start doing the transfer portal, bro?
It wasn't as live. Social media made it as more live as it is. It's like, because that shit usually be behind the scenes. Now it's right blank in your face that you see everybody that want to transfer. It's crazy.
Bro, that's damn near a nigga asking for a trade. And
it is.
Bro, that shit wild, bro. There's so many different players. I didn't see players that leave Alabama, go to a different school.
Bro.
Leave UFC to go to Oregon. Like, I didn't see so much wild shit, bro. I'm like, bro. Damn.
Yeah, it's like crazy. Bama definitely, there was a few people that left, but it ain't nothing, ain't no real major starters, so I ain't tweaking on
Bama's
that.
Bama's Bama.
Bama's going to be Bama. They got their formula, you feel me? They got their formula, so it is what it is. Resume is enough said.
Oh, that's a fact. It's a big fact.
Enough said. But
shout out to Prime once again, man.
Kudos to him, man.
Got to get my black and gold on, you hear me?
For sure.
All right, man. Now we can get on since we ain't got Camille, so we just gonna go off these topics that's been going on across this motherfucker. Let's start with Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion.
She fucked the Smurf. She ain't wanna tell the world.
She fucked the Smurf.
She fucked two of them. She fucked the baby too.
Yeah, he's a short motherfucker as well.
Yeah.
Shout out to the short niggas fucking all the tall guys.
But we knew it what it was, bro. Nigga, liquor involved. Another girl was in his face. Like, we knew what it was, fool. We knew what it was. Shorty was jealous. Her friend shot her, nigga. It wasn't even him. And I figured he ain't do shit, bro. I knew he ain't do shit. She just didn't want to put herself out there in the spotlight. But at the end of the day, you holding on to that lie, elaborating on that lie, bro. She gonna come out. Sooner or later.
It ain't going to be no good for you.
And at the end of the day, bitch, you dumb for bringing it to the law. Like, once it got to law, you got to lie. Unless you're going to tell the truth, like, what it is.
No, that's a fact.
So you fucked up right there.
I don't know, bro. The situation is, it's comical at this point. Because they thought that man was going to go to jail.
No, that nigga knew he was.
They counted my man's out. Like, bro, that's it. I don't know, bro. That's a tough situation to be in, bro.
Crazy.
I really ain't even got too much to say about that one. Because, I mean, although both topics that we're going to talk about is kind of involving jail. But this one right here is just crazy because a woman, you know, the power, you know, sometimes the power of a woman's voice, man, it can be deadly because a woman can say you did something and you go to jail based off of what they said. Luckily that he's a major star and they have to do their investigation. You feel me? Because sometimes they just lock your ass up until your court dates and all that extra shit. It's unfortunate being a man sometimes in certain states because they be on bullshit when it comes to this court system, bro. Yeah. Real bullshit, especially when you a black man. So, hopefully nobody go to jail in their case. They just dismiss it. And, of course, I don't think Tory going. I don't want the other girl to go, too, because there's so many inconsistencies in their stories and what's happening, what's going on. Now the fact that they said she did got shot, but now it's not by the person that they claimed it to be. It's a lot of weird shit going on.
Yeah, so that nigga already, you know, he's, you know, X himself out the equation. So he's good, but it's just on her. What the fuck she going to do next? Like, she got to be on some gunner shit. Like, she got to say some shit. So she got no choice, you feel me? But to say a name. You got shot, but not by him. So who's the person? She gotta say it now.
She gotta snitch.
She got no choice but to snitch.
Speaking of Gunna, I'm gonna tell. Mr. Pushing Please. It was him.
So set me free.
These niggas is really pushing Please out here, boy. Pushing big Please. Everybody pushing Please in that case, bro. Everybody. See, this is why I wish I had a real street nigga on this phone call with us so they can give you a real breakdown. But I'm the closest thing to that. So on this call, so I'm going to just tell y'all some shit. Bro, if you not really street or stand on the shit that you say you stand on, please, bro, take yourself out the equation. Stay on the sidewalk. Why do y'all keep trying to be on this gang gang shit? But when it's time to be gang gang, y'all tell tell. I don't get it, bro. If you not cut for that life, sit your ass down. It's not that hard. Be a player. Be a cool, calm, collect player ass nigga. But you niggas want to be gangster so bad, want to rap about all this gangster shit, doing all this gangster shit. But when it's time for your gangster ass to sit, not even saying that you even did anything, and especially in their case, but like, bro, you around it, bro. You know what's going on. Why you putting yourself around that type of shit if you not on that type of time? Or right. If you know you willing to snitch on a nigga. That'd be my thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand niggas that get caught for something and snitch. And then they in a RICO. Those one of the hardest cases to
get out that motherfucker.
Come on, bro.
Some of my favorite artists in that bitch. Like, crazy.
Like, bro, that's one of the hardest things to get out of. You know, they got to have real evidence that you ain't had no player part in nothing. Like, nothing, bro. Them RICO cases is wicked, but it's just super wicked. And I think, and you know what's so crazy, bro? I honestly think Young Thug is going to be free. Watch what I tell you. Because it's a lot of inconsistencies in his case as well. It's a lot of shit. It's a lot of shit that they can't use.
Right.
Due to they illegal searching and all this
shit. See, that's what they always fuck up at, bro. That legal shit.
So I think eventually, I ain't saying no time soon, but I think Young Thug gonna get out, bro.
Hey, he get that nigga. If he get out, fool, he gonna release that nigga. Get the fuck out my label.
What? He ain't fucking with him. Hey, even Young Thug, blood brother, have to push a plea. His name is Unfunk or some shit. He just copped a plea because he literally. Young Thug, while his brother was in jail, he was he had his brother lawyered up and got his brother off a murder case. His brother was facing life.
Oh.
And his brother ended up doing 10 years in the feds, and he got off on that case. You know what I mean? But he was on Young Thug's label. So he got off, but he got put into the RICO. And he got put into the RICO and he just pleaded guilty to his little part. And they gave him 12 years. They suspended 2, and he got to do 10 years on papers.
Damn, so you got to go back and do another 10.
No, he's out and about. He has a whole list of stuff that he can't do. Can't be in contact with Young Thug or anybody from the case, He has to be in house by a certain time. He has to do this and that. So for 10 years of his life, and I'm sure that he's 30.
Nigga, you might have to live in a whole other state, nigga. It's time to go.
Bro, I ain't going to say you might as well go to jail because I don't want to jail on nobody.
You might as well go to a whole other state, nigga. Live a different life.
Like, bro, it's going to be fucked up for him as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know, bro. They case wicked, bro. I just tell niggas, bro, if you ain't the type of niggas that's going to do a crime and stand tall when these people, because being a street nigga ain't shit but a big ass gang. Being a gangster, drug dealer, street nigga, whatever you want to call yourself, it's a big ass game, bro. You know what I mean? It's a big ass game. And then when you get caught, I feel like you lost the game. And what happened when you lose the game? You know what I mean? Like, you got to stand up, bro. That shit weird to me, bro. I don't know. I don't get it. Because I ain't never been in no position to snitch, but I never put myself in a position to snitch, if that makes sense. Because it's not like I don't have people that I know personally that do certain things, operate a certain way, and got a certain lifestyle. But I make sure I'm not around certain things.
Yeah.
If you don't know nothing, you don't know nothing.
Facts.
Or even if you, you know what I mean? So it's like, y'all niggas. It's like, y'all niggas want to be tough so bad, bro. Dude. Niggas want to be tough street niggas so bad. They do anything. Anything.
Now you look goofy to the fucking the world now.
No, that's real shit, bro.
But
that's real shit.
It's just unreal that that nigga not who he say he is, which is cool. But just on
who? Gunna?
Yeah, like don't be talking crazy like that. Like, if you listen to his interview, he portrays himself as a different individual when he do these interviews and shit like that. So,
see, niggas need to portray themselves as themselves.
Thugger always, when he has some issues, he always kind of portray that shit in his interviews.
But Thugger really is who he says.
Yeah, he really is who he says.
You know what I mean? I can't say shit about Thugger that he ain't said that wasn't that somebody verified. Like, yeah, that's him.
Nah, he was trying to kill Lil Wayne, nigga. Like, shit, yeah, he tried to get after niggas for real.
Yeah, that nigga was on a whole different type of time. That nigga was on a whole different type of time.
So,
I don't know, bro. That shit weird.
That shit wicked, bro.
That shit weird, man.
Just a lot of foolery going on with these court situations and shit like that.
Yeah, you gotta stay out that shit.
Yeah, man. What else on your mind, brother?
What else is on my mind, man?
Yes, it's on my mind.
It's a lot of shit that we can talk about, you know. I mean, we always talk about social media, but social media is just so much on the front of the first front of just of everything that's going on, man. Like, do you honestly think like the platform in general and the memes really is controlling the way people think and move?
Yes, the way we bro, us looking at shit. Just for a long period of time, you'll have a thought, bro. It's just right. When you get to see a lot of visuals, a lot of videos and shit like that, you gonna start thinking about the shit. It's just an automatic thing. So that's why it's so hard to stop looking at social media, because it's always gonna have you thinking about something, bro. But it always leads you in the wrong directions too sometimes. Sometimes it don't motivate you to do shit. Sometimes it keep you in a sunken place. Sometimes it make you think about some shit. Cause a girl will always look at some shit about what a nigga have done as a meme or some shit and try to address you about the shit, bitch.
Oh,
what the
okay,
fuck?
Since we ain't got, let me ask you this. Cause we all know it's positive. We all know it's positive sides by social media. Cause I feel like one post can't change somebody's life, you know, from a different type of perspective. Right.
Yeah.
But when you're looking at a woman, right, and you looking at on her social media, do you judge her when you see the type of stuff that she posts? Like, do this make you look at her a little different? Like the type of memes from the pictures to the statuses? Don't it
make
you
like sometimes
like,
it make
you
like
what type
who
of time
the fuck
you
who,
on?
Yeah, like who I'm dealing with? Like,
yeah,
like she might be insecure as hell, or I don't know. Like she might be too deep into social media shit. So it's either one of the two, like you too insecure, or you just too invested in the social media shit. Like it's either one. And sometimes that dude, like you kind of see that, like especially when you're talking to a girl early in the scene, like you kind of notice that shit, especially when they want to get your socials and shit like that. Like, which that shit
let
don't
me get
right?
Let me get your socials.
Like,
let
bitch,
me
I don't
you.
Even want to see you for real. Like, I really.
I don't even want to see you for real.
Oh, God, let's keep it on the text mode. I don't even want to see what you're doing. No. But on the real though, like, nah, that shit definitely plays a part. You know, I remember I was just going past our old episodes and shit like that. It was like, women talking too much and shit like that. Like, that plays a, like, you showing too much of your character on this damn social media. Like,
I feel like this. I feel like some people, men and women, don't understand certain things because we in a social media world now.
Yeah.
They don't understand the things that you post is important as well. Mm. People look at that. So if you posting certain things, of course, somebody's going to look at you in a certain light. So let's say for a woman example, you have a woman that's always posting her body, always showing her ass, shaking her ass. You know what I mean? So a nigga gonna look at you like, shit, let me see what's up with it. Let me slide. But it's like, then if a nigga do that, if he slide in the box, like, what's happening? Like, what's good? She looking at you like, nigga, you thirsty. How? And you the one who had your ass all out.
This is what you showing. This is what you portraying.
Yeah. So you portraying yourself to be whatever you portraying yourself to be, and you can't be mad when a nigga be like,
right,
what's up? What's happening? He trying to see what's popping.
Right. This is what type of chapter you on. This the visuals I see. So you're gonna get the reaction. Which makes sense. Yeah, you can't never be oblivious, but like, don't be oblivious because you know what you're doing.
And you know that they like that. You know, people in general love to act oblivious to their bullshit.
Like, come on, fool. You know what you're doing.
Like, I never understand people that act oblivious to the bullshit that they putting out. They act like they don't know what they're doing. You're a fucking liar. I'm here to tell you, you're a fucking liar. You know what you're doing. You're doing it for some type of attention, for you can get some type of attention from the people around you, bro. Whether it's good or bad, you doing it for a reason. I post our shit on social media because I want to bring people to the YouTube page. And what's that going to do? Bring attention to the podcast, get people aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not lying about that. That's my intent.
Right.
So y'all motherfuckers doing the same shit with y'all bodies. Your ass, you niggas posting your money, doing all that type of shit, bro. Like, y'all fucking buckos, man.
Oh, yeah. When you do that shit, like... What you repost today about the Brittany Renner shit, bro? You lose value in yourself.
Oh my
man.
God,
lose value in yourself. And a lot of, I know a lot of girls like that. Like, motherfucker,
I low key fuck with her though.
No, she's cool because she's
very, she's very transparent.
She's
bro.
Very honest. That's why.
Very, very transparent.
I'm glad she had that record realization because a lot of girls do see gratification. In sex, though, it's not about having a confidence. Some girls see gratification as in sex too. Oh, I'm beautiful. Yes, he want me. That shit comes with it too. He really don't, but that's what they think. You feel me? So I'm glad she noticed that. I'm like, yeah. That's why I'm offering you ease to get off your box, but also you're losing value in yourself because you don't know who yourself is. For real, for real.
Nah, you don't, bro. Man, bro, that accountability word for a woman. Bro, when you see a woman be accountable for her fuck-ups, I don't know, bro. It's something about that to me. I love that shit. Because it's not it, bro. How many women, like, let's be honest, bro. How many women do we know personally that really take accountability when they doing some fuck shit or in the wrong, bro? I can't count on one hand how many I know, bro. I don't know about you. I can't. I really can't. Because it's always, he did this, he did that. You know what I mean? It's never like, all right, what did I do?
Right.
And taking accountability of your, just your actions and the shit that you done. Because they always expect us to do it.
Right.
What Finesse Two-Time said, it's cool when they do it. The problem when not. You know what I mean? But I don't know, bro. That what she said today on IG, I thought that was the dopest shit ever because you don't hear that too often. Well, I don't hear it too often in around me and the people around me of women-wise actually taking real accountability of the mistakes they made when they was... Well, she's only 30.
She's only 30. Early 30s now. Yeah, early 30s.
Yeah, but the mistakes she made in her early 20s and her late... When her mid-20s, late 20s until now. Like, that's real accountability, bro. Like, I definitely respect that.
Nah, yeah, because that's one thing you got. I want to teach my dog. Like, everybody don't deserve you.
Hell no.
Everybody don't deserve you.
Leave your cookie. Leave your cookie to yourself.
Man, it's cool to have fun.
It's cool if you.
If you on that, okay, respectfully, if you on that type of time, let's say you, she out there having fun, you feel me? And she just on that type of time, I want to have that type of night. A one night stand or whatever, cool. It's respected. Well, you just can't have anybody just you running for anybody that gave you a compliment. Like, no, just don't be dropping your shit because the nigga just looked at you and think you look good. Like, nah, that's not how we move. Don't do that.
No, especially because he just lusting over you, baby. It's nothing serious
at all.
He's just showing some lust, and it's nothing for real. He see that he likes something, and he like shit. Let me see if I can get it. You know.
And that's the thing that needs to be addressed as a younger age, the difference between lust and really liking somebody, for real, for real.
Yeah, I like that you said like instead of love, because people don't realize that they always trying to throw that love in. Like, because sometimes it's lust and like. Like, you really like somebody, you're not going too much lust over them like that. Yeah. People always saying lust and love. Like, sometimes it ain't love. I just like you.
That like, shit would develop. Like, it's with me, like, personally, that love should come way, way later. But I can like you hard as hell. But, because I start feeling bad about certain things I do. So, that's how you know I fuck with you. But, nah. Like,
oh, yeah. If you start feeling bad, like, oh, shit. I just did this fuck shit.
Yeah. Like, fuck. I did this shit. But nah, man, yeah, that's the one thing definitely need to be addressed in a younger and a young female early, because they gonna have some pretty girls growing up in the family, so they just need to learn the difference between a little boy try to holler than a little boy that really like them.
I think I'm the perfect example or the perfect person to come to for that.
Oh, for sure, they gonna go straight to Uncle Q
whenever they ready, Uncle Q or Daddy, because you know I got my
yeah.
I got so much game for them when they try to, boy, these niggas can't fool me. I done been every nigga you can be, little nigga. Every nigga you can be. You can't fool me.
Man.
I know what you on.
Hell nah. Nah, not for real though. So that shit. Nah. That lust shit. And sometimes niggas really don't be knowing the difference, man.
No, hell no, they don't know the difference. You know how I know they don't know the difference? They fucking actions. Yeah, actions will show me you don't know the difference between the lust and the love. Motherfucker be acting stupid. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, motherfuckers just put they. I mean, we all done put ourselves through shit we ain't had no business putting ourselves through. But, you know, it's a part of your growth and shit. You mm-hmm. feel me? But, goddamn, certain shit shouldn't just happen. Certain shit. But you be like, motherfucker, you did what? Come on, bro. You really wasn't thinking when you did that. you did who? Come on, bro. God dang. Like, shit be wild, bro.
I should be mad wild.
Shit be wild as fuck, bro.
Nah, that was a good one, though. Nah. For sure. You believe in, what is it, love at first sight? You believe that shit?
Love at first sight. No, but I believe in connection at first sight.
Yeah. What's the difference to you?
The difference between love, I mean, love. Shit. Like, love is a very strong thing to me. I take love very seriously, you feel me? So, it's definitely, it's a big difference in between that. But you definitely can meet somebody and y'all connect very well and very... Y'all, you know, it's just everything just aligns in that conversation or just in the vibe, you feel me? So I feel like a lot of people connect well. And then, you know, sometimes it be love and lust, but that love at first sight, shit, it's possible. I'm pretty sure it's possible, but it just never happened in my life. Have I ever had great connections and great chemistry with people and we vibed out? Hell yeah. But I ain't never had no, like, God damn, bro, like, I think I love her. Like, nah. Hell nah, bro. I believe in connections at first sight, though. I don't know about that love shit, though.
Nah, not in my first shit.
Nah, hell nah.
Hell nah.
I love you.
Hell nah, man.
Everybody love your egghead, eh?
Hell nah. I'm silly as hell, bro. I can find something smidgey that I don't like about your ass. Quick as hell.
Nah, shit. Definitely ain't no motherfucking love at first.
Definitely ain't no love at first.
Don't you even think.
Bitch, I don't like the way you sneeze, man. I ain't fuck with you.
Hell no, especially not in today's age. Bruh. Bruh, ain't too many niggas gonna have love at first sight. Like, you know why? Because y'all people too social media. How about that?
Yeah, they too connected, bro.
How the fuck? Motherfucker gonna love you at first sight and you already got a lover. Yeah, social media, IG, Twitter, goddamn. What's the other one that's popping? TikTok. Them are your lovers right now. You cheating on all them with each other. Them are your lovers, nigga. Ain't no fucking. That's who you in a relationship with. You can't not get enough of that motherfucker. You addicted.
Nah.
That shit. That's who. That's in a death. They in a death row contract with them. With them damn apps.
Nah, man. For real. For real.
Niggas in a death row contract with them ass, bro. That's who they love is. They can't even disconnect from it. How the fuck you gonna try to connect with something you can't even disconnect from this?
Nah.
Like, I feel like this, bro. I feel like people, if you think you're becoming a slave to something, you should renegotiate how you deal with it. Like, if you feel like you becoming a slave to this, to anything, you gotta talk to yourself and renegotiate with that, bro, because that is not healthy for your mental spirit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, becoming a slave to the social media, bro, like, bro, you have to, bro, you have nothing going on in life. If that's just all you do.
No, yeah. I don't think people take enough time to themselves, for real, for real.
And I don't understand why. That's why I love being by myself. Even like, I you know me, bro. Niggas is by themselves a lot. I prefer that way, even though I got kids. I'm still by myself. When I'm with my kids, I'm with my kids. Other than that, I'm by myself. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I like time to reflect. I like time to think. I like time to get certain shit done. You know what I mean? If I can kick it outside of that, I will. If not, a lot of shit just don't align for me to kick it. For real. Like, for what? Why would I do that? And just feel like an outsider. And feel like I ain't supposed to be here. Like, why?
That's real.
That's a waste of fucking time. That's how I feel.
That's real.
Niggas are like, oh, let's go out, let's do this, let's do that. For what? I'm finna go out and waste some money to do some shit I don't want to do? What sense does that make?
That's facts.
Shit don't make no fucking sense.
9 out of 10.
That's why.
I know how my night going.
Don't lie.
Yeah,
big facts.
I know how my night going. What the fuck I'm going there for?
Yeah, bro. People, a lot of buckos out here, man. A lot of buckos, but it is what it is. What else you got to talk about, big dog?
We got
a good 30 of
I've been having fun with this app and shit, you know, creating, trying to be creative with these videos and shit.
With the videos and shit, workout videos?
Yeah, so trying to be creative with that shit. I try to get some knowledge from each app, you know, from like Instagram to, you know, TikTok. So certain shit like that could be useful in the strategy to build on whatever the fuck you're trying to build on, in a sense. I'm about to start wearing, like, I wear your shit in my videos, but it's a way that I could advertise your shit in my videos too that I'm about to start doing. So I wear your hats and shit all the time. So it's a way that I could make it look more presentable. And
right.
Instead of me working out, I could just like be walking the camera and some other shit and mass energy or whatever. Say something about mass energy and shit. So give you some flock like that. But no, for sure, bro. I remember, and I was just watching the other episode talking about you like family, you big on family businesses. I'm like, hell yeah, like that's one of the things that I said. First, you probably didn't hear me say it, but it just helped you grow your shit as well. Like, I was saying, grow my shit and help you grow yours. So you already got something. It's great shit. And over the years, a lot of people always ask about your shit. You feel me? Right. So you're in a good position. So that's just how we operate. You know, we ain't for everybody. You feel me? No, niggas don't think like that. You see?
We definitely ain't for everybody. Don't want to be.
I don't want to be. So I just know when I have a certain position, a certain wealth, you know, I'm going to put certain people in certain positions because I know they can make money flow. You feel me? So people don't think like that, man. They think about, you know, throwing money away and shit like that. Living that Miami life type shit. You know, just throwing shit.
Yeah, y'all gonna have that old Coke head, Colombian ass, like, mafia ass.
Just flashy as fuck, bro.
I'm straight, bro. I want to be low-key sitting on money I can't even count, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. You feel me? So
that's what I want. Be able to travel the world when I want. My kids be able to do what the fuck they want. My kids' kids be able to do what the fuck they want. My kids' kids' kids be able to do what the fuck they want. If you ain't grinding for that, nigga, what the fuck you grinding for, bro? I mean, you could be selfish and just say, oh, I'm just living it up and just doing it for me. You know, some niggas selfish like that. They ain't got no kids or nothing to lay on, so they just living up their life and like, oh, this is where I live. Hey, bro, your wealth is in your family, man.
Stupid ass nigga. What the fuck? I find
your wealth is in your family, bro.
I hate when people, like, that's to me. Man, you're a waste of a sperm, bro. To me.
Come
if
on,
you
bro.
Ain't out here reproducing, yeah, before, like, after the age of fucking 35, you a waste of a sperm to me. Cause we on this motherfucker to reproduce, nigga. You don't have no foundation after you die, nigga.
That's fucked. And a lot of niggas on it. And it's fucked up. Like if you could and you don't, some niggas don't even make it to even have kids.
Yeah.
Like my brother Shaq, I'm not saying he couldn't have had a kid in the midst of the time while he was here, but he didn't.
Right.
So some niggas not even here to even have a legacy.
Right.
You feel me? But you got niggas out here, no nothing, bro. They just out here, the walking dead.
Face in
the
air, nigga.
They like this all day.
Nah, nigga. I'm about to be 25. I need 10 years of hustling. 10 years of dedication to put myself in a foundation. By like 28 to 30, nigga, the first kid is coming. Regardless, I'm not done within my 10 years of, you know, grinding, but my...
That nigga finna... bitch, I'm finna shoot a club.
My kid is coming in about 28 and 30, nigga. Holy fuck.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you got your shit all the way together, yeah. Yeah, I'm for it. I can't wait till you have some kids.
Good.
It's gonna be funny. It's gonna be dynamic. Like, this nigga really a dad.
I know, right?
Should it be funny than the bitch? Like, this nigga really a dad, fam. But it's all about building that legacy.
I was about to say some crazy shit, but that's off camera shit. But yeah.
We about to get off in a second anyway.
Nah.
That's stupid ass. That's all camera shit, fool.
Nah, but for real though, like, that's my mission, to go crazy. Like, I'm already excited, you know, just posting every day. I just want to, you know, be a little more creative with what I do, but it's a great start. You feel me? Like I said, don't take everything with a grain of salt, man.
Yeah, bro. I mean, you doing what you do. You got to think about it like this, bro. The best thing you can do, this is the last thing I'm going to say when we get off here. The best thing you can do is put in the work, bro. Long as you, most thing that most people don't do, bro. And if you watching that D.I. Sanders, watched the rest of it with Shannon Sharp. Deion Sanders said something in the sense of he had skill before he built his brand.
Yeah.
Right? So in that sense, basically he's saying he was that guy before he started, you know, being a brand.
Mm-hmm.
That's because he did what? He put in work. You know what I mean? He built, like, he actually put in the work. So long as you putting in your work, you can, building a brand would be nothing. Because you the brand.
You know what I'm saying? I'm the brand, man.
You know what I mean?
I'm the brand.
So it's like, especially in the shit that you do, and both of y'all, that's like athletic shit. Like, you personal trainer, Deion Sanders, a goddamn football player and baseball player. He became the brand due to his work. So long as you doing the work, especially in your field, it's going to show.
Right.
Period. Like I say, bro, don't nobody want to... I mean, there's some out here, but who's going to take a fat-ass trainer seriously? Seriously. Thanks. Like, come on, bro. So long as you doing your work, it's going to work.
Thanks.
Period, bro.
Oh, yeah. No, I feel good about everything I'm doing, man. Shit. Well, that's all we got, though.
What's up, bro? Yeah, man, that's all we got, man. We gave y'all a good 40 minutes on this thing, you feel me? We be back next week. We're going to probably get into some in-depth conversation next week because Camille, you know, she be bringing certain shit out of it. And us three, Dynamic Three, is just, you know, the big three, you feel me? Real big three. Shout out to Q, you know what I mean? But we see y'all next week, man. We out this all thing.
Right, bye.